Have you ever experienced a moment where you felt a rush of energy or got goosebumps, like your body was reacting to something real and true? In today's episode, we're exploring how these moments of tingles are actually signs of authenticity. I'll share my own journey with authenticity, the self-doubt I still face today, and the commitment I have to always be better so I can help others to do the same. I challenge you to think about how you feel when you get those tingles, and consider how you can embrace more authenticity in your own life. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Quantum physics and frequencies and this sort of stuff, but I saw a study on something I was watching today, and they were talking about what is the highest frequency for humans. And they did this test, the Faraday cage, where it creates a field or something. I don't fully understand the science of it, nor am I necessarily into that stuff, but they basically had someone sitting in there, and they were recording the frequency of different emotions. So they were asking them questions and then getting them to just go through this whole range of emotions in this study, and then they would measure the frequency of each of the different emotions. And most people go, oh, the highest frequency would be love, right, or joy. And I've had someone saying to me recently, oh, the highest frequency is actually joy. It's even bigger than love. And it's like, I'm not sure how true that is. But again, someone's opinion or something they heard, you don't know how much truth it is. But I love it when it's like scientific backing on it. And what it said is that they kept getting these spikes that were like four times as big as the frequency of love or joy. And it was actually when they were getting those goosebumps, the tingles that you get sometimes. Now, for me, the place that shows up more than anywhere else is sport. Yeah, you have those moments, whether you're a fan or playing. Let me get my first 100. I got that feeling all over. I know I get it when I'm coaching people, whether it's young fellas playing sport, and you see when they just get it right and that joy on their face, get those sort of tingles then, or whether it's a piece of music that really connects with you, whether it's a moment as a spectator there where it just goes, well, it just feels so exhilarating. How good. That's us in our absolute best feeling, in our highest frequency. And if we look at that as a way of understanding life and how to be better, it's like, well, how do we connect to more of that? And what they actually said was that those moments of tingles, of goosebumps, is actually being their most authentic self. And I'm like, wow, so authenticity is a higher vibration than love and joy. That's crazy. But it also makes sense, right? Because it's like the highest form of honoring yourself is that when you're being the most authentic version of yourself. You think how often we put on these masks and we show up in our life in ways to suit other people's needs. We do it in all these different environments that we go into, all these different experiences. We do it. You would have seen it with people in your world when you go, they're in a different scenario. And you're like, wow, they're acting differently there. We do it too. Whether it's different around friends, different around family. Extended family seems to be one where it shows up a lot for people. Maybe an environment where you're feeling out of your depth. Maybe it's an environment where you're feeling like you actually... not above, but you've got a higher level of understanding or competency or performance than the other people you're around, so you or speak from a place of authority. But not all of those are authentic. Not all of those experiences are going to give you tingles or goosebumps, actually, they're going to give you something quite opposite. So I was thinking about my own experience, like when am I most authentic? And one of the areas is like, is making people feel good. Like I get it. I just come off a weekly group coaching, the game upgrade sessions with clients there. And one of the clients in there, I've worked with him on and off for about 5-6 years. His last 6 months have been crazy good. And just talking about just how good things are going with him. And I felt that, those tingles. And that would have been me feeling how good about the help I've been able to give him in that space. But it also would have been like when you are in a rapport, in a when you have that deep conversation with people, you actually feel what's going on for them. So you would have felt that too. You go into different rooms where you can get a vibe of, oh, this feels good here, or it doesn't feel good, or like something's going on. You know, you walk into a room and like, and it feels cold, and you're like, oh, what's going on here? Like you can cut the atmosphere with a knife. It's like, that's because of that unconscious connection that we all have. That's actually what rapport means, right? I'm going to do a deeper level here, but 90% of rapport is actually unconscious. So yeah, for me, it's making feel people good. And it's also, I get it when I see other people feeling good. So I'll get it watching sport, not always about a victory, but sometimes just about, I see maybe some people connecting in a team, and you can see just how well connected they are and how happy they are about that. That gives me tingles. And I guess it kind of, thinking about it, it's reminding me of my best self when I'm seeing other people in their best self. Because I've got to be honest, I'm not always good at being my best self. I'm not always good at making myself feel good like I help other people. It's one of the reasons why I'm good at what I do is because I've battled with it and I've looked for ways to improve. And I still battle with it. I battle with it every day about feeling good enough, about being that most authentic version of myself. And it's somewhat ironic that I do such a great job of helping other people with it, and yet sometimes it can feel like they're doing better than I am because I keep coming back to this same place of not being authentic enough. So that was really good sort of awareness from that conversation today, and from also from that learning around the frequency of authenticity. But it's also a bit of a smack in the face, right? Like you spend a lot of time trying to be better, trying to extend yourself, trying to find more consistency, and then sometimes it feels like life just keeps showing you back at you your inadequacies and your shortfalls and failures, and yeah, that can be exhausting. So it's also, I say this because it's like, when I talk to you guys, it's not from a place of perfection. It's not from everything in my life is sorted. It's not from a place of like I'm happy all the time. But actually, like I'm going through just as many struggles. I've got more skills to deal with them because I've dedicated that my life to learning that for the last 12, 13 years. I still have to experience it. I still have times where I do get lost in it. It's why I have my own coach. It's why I do what I did on last Friday, which is go have a kinesiology session. It's like the best way I can describe that, if you're not familiar with it, it's like a tune-up for your emotional part of you. Like that can get really off balance, and it can show up, like I've been telling you guys, in your body. Like my face was getting more and more splotchy and red, and that's like because I had some emotions that I wasn't dealing with. My elbow was a bit sore, a bit of a calf injury, and I teach people this stuff, but I still sometimes get overwhelmed by it, and I'm like, what? Why am I not able to shift this myself? Sometimes you just got to go, well, I just got to get help, and that's what I did. And I've been saying to my wife since then, I don't know why it took so long to go have that session, because I feel so good this week and my body's already responded. I had a sty in my right eye, which is a reflection of anger and frustration. Well, I dealt with a lot of that in that kinesiology session, and now that's clearing up. Like, and my skin's clearing up, and I'm feeling stronger, and my elbow's fine, and my calf seems to be good, so I can get back into running, and all these different things. So I share this because it's like, we all have challenges. Your opportunity is, how can you be more authentically yourself? What shows up for you? When do you get the goosebumps, the tingles? This is you in your highest frequency, the highest version of you, the best version of you, the most authentic version of you. And how exciting that you can access that, and you now know how to access it because you go back and look at examples. Another example, and I'm getting goosebumps right now as I think about it, is as a kid. So 1986, Halley's Comet. Someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but in that sort of early to mid 80s. So it would have been, actually maybe it was 83. It might have been 10, somewhere between 10 and 13. And, you know, they weren't sure what the visibility was going to be like here in Australia, but they thought it was going to be like, you know, hang around for like 7-8 months or whatever, this once in a 90-year thing, phenomenon. They thought it was going to be like later in that period of time that it was going to be visible. Well, as it turned out, again, goosebumps all over, it turned out it was like right towards the start. And we went up to the mountains with some family friends to visualize this comet. And so we see this thing, huge, the big tail, and they go, it's going to be so much bigger later on when it's, you know, close up. But it turned out it wasn't, because of a whole lot of other different things that come into play, visibility, where seasons, all this stuff. But I can distinctly remember driving along that car on the way home, looking up to the stars, looking up to this comet that we could still see while we were driving, thinking, what is this world? Like, just that real curious, inquisitive mind thinking, like, okay, if we are the only beings in this whole universe, and we're here, and I'm here, what does all of this mean? Like, why? And that's me being my authentic self, is being curious and wondering about these things. I don't know if anyone remembers the show. I know it had a different name other parts of the world. Definitely had a different name in the US, but in Australia it was called Great Mysteries of the World, and there'd be these stories of all of these phenomena that they couldn't explain. I remember hearing these stories of, well, we only use 10% of our brain, and if these people have the ability to do this and this, you know, they talk about supernatural sort of stuff, like, what else are we capable of if we access our whole brain? And that just, I was all curious, so curious. Same thing, that stuff used to give me goosebumps. So now I know. I know that that's me being my authentic self. I can actually do more of that, be more curious. I'm already doing it, but maybe I'm not doing it at a big enough level because I'm not getting that level of curiosity. I guess it was also thinking about it, like, you know, growing up in a religious family, also being curious about that whole thing, about spirituality and what it all means and why this and why that. And a lot, even at that age, a lot of Christianity didn't make sense to me, like so much fear-based stuff. But yet the whole concept of this higher power, that made sense to me. It gave me goosebumps, it gave me tingles. Interesting. So my challenge to you is that, how can you be more authentic? How can you be in your highest frequency? Whether you're on the sporting field, whether you're in business, whether you're in every other area of your life, family, friends, what gives you goosebumps? What gives you those tingles all over? What lights you up? Because the more you're going to identify what that is, the more authentic you can be, the better you're going to feel, the greater impact you're going to have. High performance, which is a lot of why we're here, right? How can we be at our best? Part of this podcast is to share what I know with you guys, but it's also a learning experience for me. Every week I get on guests that are talking about things, and some of it I know, some of it I hear for the first time and just through a different lens. Sometimes it's like, oh wow, I've never heard that before. That's amazing. And every time I share something like this, it's a learning experience for me, because generally when I start talking and externalize it, I hear something from my own voice and makes me think of a new answer. So thank you all for being here with me, helping me learn as well. And that's, again, got some tingles from that as well. Like, that's how we're authentic, lifting ourselves up higher, but also helping others to do the same. And that's where you'll find your best performance. Authenticity. Go out and find it. It'll be totally worth it. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.